Why couldn't she stand?
Well, we saw Dead & Company last weekend at Riverbend. And
it looked packed.
It was so many fucking people.
Dude, it looked packed.
Dude, it was
like... Was that a super spreader event?
No, because it's liberals.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Shakedown Street, which is like the parking lot of the Dead shows where they have their own little economy where they sell like shirts and...
Drugs
gems
and
that. A guy offered ketamine to me and I had to get talked out of it because people were like, don't buy ketamine from a random guy. And I was like, yeah, it's probably not ketamine.
I'm gonna pause you right here before you go on because I would give you that same advice, but you know how sometimes you don't take your own advice?
Yeah.
I was at a concert or a festival one time, and I forget which one. I think it was in New York, Chicago, Columbus. It was somewhere. I have no idea where I was at. And we had some alleged MDMA, and it wasn't enough for two people, but you don't not share. So we shared, but we're like, we could be feeling better. So in our state, we're going around and someone sees this and he walks up to me. He's like, hey, come here. Takes me behind our porta potty. I'm just like, oh, this is not good. What do you got? And he's like showing me on the ground. He's like, hey, shut the fuck up. Just sit on the ground. And he's like pulling out like a little fanny pack. And I was like, this is when I first realized that fanny packs are pretty useful, mm-hmm. but exactly what they're used for is concerts and drugs. And sometimes I carry my wallet and some napkins and a lighter sometimes, just in case. Yeah, napkins. And that's also what a fanny pack is used for, but predominantly drugs. So if you see someone with a fanny pack, assume drugs, unless it's someone like me who is a good person.
What is the point of
exactly
this story?
Anyway, bought some alleged Molly that was not Molly, turns out. And
what was it?
I have no idea, but like my eyes were very... What's the opposite of dilated?
Small,
yeah. Contracted. And was a very it felt like I was on 750 milligrams of caffeine, just sweating balls and not having a good time. But you shouldn't buy drugs from someone you don't know.
Yeah, I didn't.
I did.
I just smoked joints from Andy.
Oh, I did.
It was great. And I bought beers. But Shakedown Street is like,
yes, Shakedown. Why is it Shakedown?
Because they have a song called Shakedown Street. But basically, it's a little economy. There's like food that people make, and these motherfuckers will follow the Dead around. And like, this is what they do to make money. And they go to all the shows, and like, it's literally
it's
an economy.
A carnival.
Yeah, of hippies. And these hippies were not wearing masks. One guy was doing Hug a Hippie for 25 cents. And like, you know,
was it working?
Yes. And Andy knows him. And you know my opinion on the whole COVID situation, but like, that's a little over the line. Just hugging a bunch of random people for 25 cents. He was also selling water for $1. But
so for $2, how long could I hug this guy?
Oh, you could hug him a bunch. Eight times. You could hug him eight hugs.
Well, I mean, like, buy the water, hug them, and then dump it on yourselves. Is that like worth $2 if I give you?
No. Anyway, but we get into the show after doing fucking Shakedown and telling jokes with this guy online who told us he had an iron cock. And his wife was like, he doesn't. it was just me and Mark and Hannah like just going around telling jokes with him. But basically, we get in, we find our spot, we're hanging out, you know, the set starts. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm seeing the Dead. This is awesome. In the middle of the first song, so 20 minutes into the show, that was a Dead joke because the songs are very long.
I got it. fucking hit your god. We don't have an elderly audience. Jesus Christ. But
here's the thing. A lot of the crowd was like fucking 20 to 30. Like this 60-year-old band is drawing a young audience. But anyway, we're just sitting there hanging out. It's fucking awesome. We had just smoked a joint. And this lady and her husband start walking by us. And she just like collapsed. And then he goes, get up.
Not the place.
And she tries to get up. And there's like 20,000 people at Riverbend, right? And it's fucking packed. And Andy and Mark are on edibles. And Andy looks at me right fucking then and goes, it's really good I didn't do shrooms. Because this would have been too much for that. And he goes, get up. And she tries to get up. And she can't get up. Her legs just keep giving out. And I'm like, well,
like where at? Like the feet, the knees?
The knees, it looked like. Or the everything.
Where do you think it was a week at? We're a fitness podcast. I gotta we be actually honest. Have to talk about
that. I thought she tore her ACL. But it turns out, based on her behavior for the next 2-3 hours, she was just blackout fucking drunk, yeah, and her body stopped working.
Should have walked up and be like, sir, I'm a personal trainer.
Bro, we just did not make eye contact with the lady on the ground who was just laying. She was
like, fucking, how far?
Oh, my God. Like, she was like a foot away from us. Like, so close. At one point, she sobbed.
No. Oh, no.
For, like, a while. Her husband was gone, and she was sobbing and chain smoking, and he would occasionally come back and give her, like, another Bud Light. And every time, we were like, stop fucking giving her Bud Lights. This is the opposite of what you need to be doing right now.
Eventually, I mean, granted. Granted. He thought he was doing something right because no, he was giving her Bud Light. Listen, he was not.
You need water.
Listen, we call up Alex Hale right now and asked him, what do you think of Bud Light? He would be like, it's water. It's piss.
But here's the thing.
Hey, what are you doing later?
Eventually.
Like, legitimately, what are you doing later?
I might be going to a party. A little birthday party. Hmm. Yeah.
So not drinking Bud Light with me.
No. Anyway. You should have asked me before today. I'm a busy guy.
Are you?
So, hang on. This lady eventually...
Are you going to throw up?
No, God, no.
Please don't.
This lady eventually... I hiccuped. She stands back up.
That was a hiccup?
Yeah, it was a hiccup. This lady stands back up, and, like, she's, like, leaning on Andy for, like, dude, half an hour.
She picked a frail boy to lean on.
Not just that, but he's,
She couldn't have picked Mark?
He's high as fuck, too.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to say no.
And then the fucking... We're in the second set, right? They took a break. They're doing... drums in space, which is they just do fucking drums for 20 minutes. And I look over at it, and this is the referee smoked the third joint, and they'd taken a big edible. And I look at Andy, and he looks at me and he goes, I gotta sit down for a second. And he sits right down. And then I look over at Mark, who's on the other side of the group, and he's talking to our buddy Kyle, who trained with at Vision. Mm-hmm. And he looks at Kyle and goes, Kyle, I want you to know that they already know this. I want you to know. I'm good. I just have to sit down for a second. So both Andy and Mark just fucking sit. And we're just standing there going, cool, the dead. And we're just on the ground and Mark's fucking sweating profusely.
Can I ask how big their edibles were?
Oh, a lot.
Okay, you say a lot. How big were their edibles?
Oh, it was like a whole gummy bear. Mm-hmm. And I think it's around 100 milligrams. And then we smoked 3 joints.
You guys are fucking amateurs.
And they just sat down and they stood back up.
Mark, they got freaked out over 100 like that?
No, Mark just started sweating a lot.
I don't know how people's... I don't know what's wrong with me. Because I've had this conversation like 3 times this week.
Too many drugs, Alex?
No, that's not it.
Might be it.
It's not it.
It's a good fitness podcast.
I know. I'm just... It's annoying because everybody says they have these great experiences. They take all these edibles. And for me to like, I have to buy the equivalent of an ounce in edibles just to have a good time. Like what you guys freak out on, I have to have that in like an ounce. I'm like, I get it now.
Because I haven't had an edible forever.
Me neither. But they don't affect me. I can have like, I can pop a 50 and be like, okay, cool. I guess I'm not twitching.
You're twitchy.
I am twitchy. But I'm a very twitchy guy.
Dude, there was also a guy in front of us who, like, you know, like Jonah Hill character. Hannah pointed this out. Uh-huh. Jonah Hill characters in like the early 2000s, like super fat bad, fuck, and accepted, and, mm-hmm, like super the awkward. that kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
He was exactly fucking that.
Mm.
He kept trying to get involved in different groups, and they all kept just rejecting him. He kept trying to dance with these girls, and they just would not make eye contact with him. This one dude got excited that they were playing a song, and this fucking guy comes over, the Jonah Hill guy, and tries to fist bump. He's like, hell yeah, baby. And the guy just fucking ices him. Just nothing. He keeps doing that in just a circle all the way around. These people sit down to smoke a joint. He sits down in their circle, and they do not fucking talk to him.
He goes home and looks in the mirror and goes, fucking stupid. Dude. That didn't work. He goes, you didn't make one friend. You talked to 17 groups. You didn't make one friend.
What the funny part was, he was there with his dad. And this guy this guy was like 25. And his dad.
Okay, now it's sad. This guy's probably like.
Oh, no, hang on. Why? This guy's like 25. His dad's probably in his like early 60s, right? His dad's fucking talking to groups. They're talking the groups that this kid's trying to talk
to. He's trying to live up to his dad's standard and can't.
His dad gets into this big fucking conversation with this like 20-something couple about how they used to work at Vail and he used to ski at Vail and like. They were really going off. So
his dad's interested. His dad's lived a life. And this kid's trying to live vicariously through his dad.
Man. And the funny part is, like, the kid is the Dead fan. And his dad had never, like, really seen or listened to the Dead. And this was his first Dead concert. His
dad had it?
Yeah. And his dad knocked it out of the fucking park. Like, in between sets, he was looking up college football scores and talking to random people. Like, literally, I saw him reading about, like, Michigan, like, four times.
Man. Did you get his dad's number?
No, but he's...
Should have had him on a podcast.
Yeah. Hey, how's
it? He would have been great.
This is my main question.
Are you not promoting our podcast, like, out there in the public? Like,
To just random people?
Yeah.
Well, hang on. If he was on, my question to him, because this is, like, my biggest fear...
How'd you fuck up his son so bad? You seem cool.
My biggest fear is, like, what if me and Hannah have a kid... And it just sucks. Like, it's just a loser. Like, if you're a nerd, that's fine. A lot of people are nerds about shit and cool people.
I think I can solve your fear. Just a
fucking loser.
You need to get a lot more meticulous and organized and have a schedule. Otherwise, you're going to be a terrible father at this point.
No, I think I'm going to be good.
Ish, good ish. But you're going to be at a point where you're going to be fucking up like on his schedule and you're going to be a good father. He's going to love you and everything. But as far as like, this is how you like training a puppy. I'm sure you suck at training puppies and cats.
I've never trained the puppy.
Exactly. See, you just, anyway, I just don't, well, you're a great guy. Now. Exactly. You've got a lot to work on.
I'll get a lot to work on.
I think you need a schedule.
I have a schedule.
I think you need a schedule that, and anyway, you have enough going against you. So do I, to where we're going to fuck up a kid enough to where he's going to have a good life.
He's not going to be a big old fucking loser.
Yeah.
Or she.
Yeah. No, we're going to fuck it up enough to where they'll be fine. I'm confident in that. I am confident you're going to fuck it up and I'm going to fuck it up.
You see.
Now, Tyler, on the other hand,
he's going to fuck it up.
You say that, but I feel like his kids are going to suck.
Oh, they might suck.
That's what I mean. Like, our kids are going to be cool. They're going to be like, yeah, my dad's an asshole. He fucking makes me get up at 5 a.m. and runs. I'm like, I'm
not going to make him run. I'm going to make him wrestle from the age of 5.
Yeah. Same. But like, you know, just
wrestling and piano.
But Tyler, I feel like he's going to turn into his dad. Coming in and just opening up your blinds at like 4:30 a.m. and fuck, you up yet?
No.
I'm not. His dad does that. His dad will just walk in the room. To this day, Tyler goes home and stays. I'm like, why are you going home to stay? It's terrible there. He's like, no, it's not that bad. And I call him at like 7 in the morning when I'm getting up to train. He's like, yeah, I've been up for a while. My dad just came in. He's like, he's up. I'm up. I'm like, dude, you're 25. Stop.
Dude, I've been waking up at like 6:30 recently.
I don't know if that's good, bad. That's pretty good for you.
It's nice.
Yeah, you're a pretty late riser.
Historically.
Yeah.
But like,
maybe you will be a good dad.
I've bumped it to 6:30. And like, I wake up, I drink coffee, I read a book, I go in the train. It's fucking awesome.
It's so much tougher as it goes on here soon.
No, I've been doing it for a bit.
I know. Have you done it through the winter?
No, that's
yeah, I know. It gets a lot tight because I thought the same thing. You do great. You get in this routine.
Summer 6:30 is tough.
I'm telling you, it's going to get tough here in about a month because I've been doing it for a year and I know it cycles. It's
really cold, isn't it?
Dude, it's cold. You get up out of bed, it's still dark. And then you sit around, you drink your coffee. At least I can just wait on the sun. You're still waiting and you get shit to do. You're like, oh my God, I actually have to go train and I'm still tired because the sun's not out. My routine's off. Well, I'm just going to wake up later. Yeah.
I can't. Here's the best thing about vision is that like.
You have responsibility?
Well, yeah, but it. In the winter, I'm not fucking kidding. I'll go in at 9 a.m. and it'll be like 37 degrees in that building. It sucks. It's so fucking cold.
You know how much I don't want to work on mental toughness when I'm trying to do other things in my life?
It's 37 degrees.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to be motivated. I've been doing this for a while. I'm run down. And then you want to make it 37 degrees. And I'm like, I can't.
Dude, it sucks. I can't. Like, when it's like 97, it's like hot, but I would much rather train when
it's like hot. I'd much rather get hit at 97 degrees than at 37 degrees.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I barely want people to touch me at 37
degrees. Yeah, do not slap me. That's gonna hurt so bad.
Dude, it's like also in terms of injuries, 37 degrees is worse than 97. If you're looking at like, hey, what are your percentages of getting hurt?
Yeah.
Well, when your body's basically starting to freeze, that you're gonna get hurt more. Uh-huh. Right, and like we have like these ceiling heaters
that heat the space below it.
Yeah, so like if you're shadow boxing directly under the fucking heater, you're golden.
Mm-hmm.
There's like one heater.
Why don't you get like some power blowers, like some DeWalt like blowers that you can set up like on the outside of the room, so like that when the heat blows down, you can blow it.
Because do they cost money?
Yeah, like $30 a piece.
Yeah, they cost money. The inner workings of vision, or does it cost money? Yes, I don't know. We're going to do that.
Yeah, I really don't know how I can work past that one. Like, I'm trying to think of a workaround, like angle. No.
Maybe you can find a guy who has them or is not looking at them.
Is there a past criminal that goes to vision that we can look
into? Oh, many.
Okay, then we can just look into the use their history.
There's a lot of past criminals. There's a lot of cops. There's a lot of like sheriffs.
Is there any officers? Situations where there's like a past criminal and like the cop that like
all the time.
Are they friends?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All the time.
Do you think like the criminal secretly is like, one day I'm gonna hit him so goddamn hard?
No, everyone gets along.
Man, they're such better people than me.
Like,
because in my head,
people that have been to jail in that bitch, and then there's people that put people in jail. And they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the people that... No, I'm saying, like, directly. Like, is there someone in there that was arrested by this?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's what I mean. Okay. That's what I mean. I'm like, Jesus, there's such better people. What
would the chances
be? Very low. I'm just asking.
Dude, there's one guy who was a cop. There's two. One of them is a white belt in jiu-jitsu, but he's, like, 6'7" and, like, 275.
Well, that's not fair.
No. So, even, like, Jeremy's like, there's nothing you can do. Like, jiu-jitsu works until someone's that big.
Yeah, Jeremy's fucking crank on his arm. He's just doing curls with him. He's like, hey, yeah, a full resistance, Jeremy, on the arm. Cool. Dude, just curling him like this.
There's one dude in there who's a detective, and he's like 6'4", 250 in a black belt. And that's the last motherfucker I'd cross. Huh. Like, not only are you way too big to deal with,
you could cover up.
You're way too better than me. Yeah,
he knows how to find murders and things, so you could assume that he knows also how to like make them unfindable.
No, he just tie you up in your own jacket. That's what jiu-jitsu is good for, winter fighting. You collar choke people with a parka.
It's true. It's very regional.
Remember that video that came out a little while ago, that wide receiver from Oklahoma in the bar bathroom getting the shit kicked out of him? Okay, so there's a wide receiver from Oklahoma, and him and his friends are being assholes. And they started a fight with these couple guys. And very quickly in the video, you learn that three of the guys
know their shit.
Know jujitsu and wrestling. The wide receiver and his friends just do not.
Yeah.
And literally, man, the wide receiver gets fucking cross-collar choked by a dude in cowboy boots on the bar bathroom, and his buddy's getting bow and arrow choked in the just corner.
Literally, they tie it up and then
Man.
The simplest fucking thing.
Dude, literally, like, I'm not even fucking shitting you.
And when
getting bow and arrow
choked.
Yeah,
but as he's getting, like,
cross-collar, he tried to sue him.
Yeah, but what's he trying to do? Is he just trying to still hit him? Or is he, like, pulling just, down and, like, trying to just get space? Spasm. Just fucking.
Like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, because.
The funny thing is, like.
All you do is get some.
The wide receiver lawyered up.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they tried to sue or whatever the fuck these dudes. Which, first of all, it's bad when you have a video of you starting the fight. You don't get.
Yeah, I as part of that like trial, I'd be like, listen, everything's let go for them fucking with me, but they need to admit they're pussies. I need it on record.
Like a bunch of like combat sports people just donated money to the defense because they were like, that was fucking awesome. You're not paying for this.
Combat,
I don't know how
that's
it turned
good.
Out.
That's good.
Just like GoFundMe, fuck your legal fees.
Yeah, that's a good grassroots effort because, like, those kind of people don't have money.
Dude, they were just college kids that knew fucking wrestling.
Yeah, but yeah, but I mean, like, the like martial arts people, they're notoriously.
Depends on.
Depends who.
Yeah, it was like the ones that kind of have money.
Hmm.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
Don't you fucking start. Like, I did, like, I was about to explain my entire week, what I've done.
She's like, I don't want to fucking hear it.
I don't want to hear it. I don't even know what I've done, man.
Cat's confused because the curtain's been moved.
It is a little confusing. But I've been... Honestly, I've been working a lot. I haven't been doing too much. I don't know. I train. And then I had stuff to talk to you about. I was going to talk to you, and then we got to talking about martial arts.
What were you going
to
talk about?
Fucking lost. I didn't write it down.
Why didn't you do that?
I'm not a smart person.
Yeah.
I'm not a very smart person, man. I've been training a lot, actually. Yeah. Been training a lot of, actually, people for the gym owner in Blue Ash. That
Which gym? Is
Sensible Fitness. But he's been gone for just vacation. So I've been training a lot of his clients. It's kept me busy. So it's an everyday kind of thing. Training a bunch of people that are dealing with me today. The guy walked in early. It's kind of pissed me off because he walked in an hour early.
Oh,
and I had to train four people at the same time.
You should have been like, hi, I'll get to you in an hour.
Yeah, but I could get down an hour early. So for the same amount of pay. So I'll figure it out. So I spun the plates. I got it done. I switched my program in this week though.
For you or other people?
Me, because my body's been fucking hurting.
Same. My upper back and shoulders are.
Yeah,
but we're doing a lot of clinch work.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of bodybuilding, so now I'm doing more performance and athletic training and feel better already. Hurts. What?
My shit hurts.
Yeah. I was dealing with just like, I don't know, even my hormones are a little bit off, so I'm trying to fix all that.
Was your testosterone low?
Might have been. I actually came up with the entire protocol.
Yeah.
And I am starting to implement that with people. Yeah, because the more I'm learning about hormones and the more I'm learning about who I want to work with, which this was pointed out to me the other day, which makes sense. Like all my marketing and everything I've been targeting towards.
I bet I know what you're going to say, but go on.
Yeah, I'm aiming for people that are looking to get jacked and want to get shredded and build muscle. The hard gainer, the skinny, small guy that wants to get ripped and jacked.
Is that why most of your clients seem to be middle-aged women?
Some of them are.
Sorry, go on.
Well, that's who I attract at group fitness because they come from group fitness, and that's who's predominantly from there because not a lot. Dude, I'm going to kill the cat.
She's just walking around. It's fine.
I know. It's making me nervous.
It's fine.
Dude, we're going to have a murder on this podcast. But no, I came up with the entire protocol because the more I'm learning and who I want to work with as I build this out, it is going to be how to. An entire system on how to reset and restore testosterone to build muscle and lose fat, because a lot of people are deficient on testosterone simply due to their lack in their diet and lack of their activity and correct activity, plus suppression of their testosterone through the increase of other hormones like cortisol, their stress hormone, and lack of sleep and not being able to, and actually having xenoestrogens from your environment interfere.
How do you get those from your environment?
Well, this kind of goes right into our question, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's called a good lead by Sam. On purpose.
Someone calling me.
Oh my God.
Tyler. Get the fuck out of here. That was literally Tyler screwing up our entire podcast. And we're live on this podcast and he screwed it up. You know what? Let's fucking blast him. But look up his address, look up his email, look up his phone number.
We're gonna docs.
Docs, blast docs, fuck that guy. Jesus Christ, can't have anything nice. Tyler, fucking. That's who, remember from last week, everybody. That's who we're talking about. That's who fucked up our podcast. Our soon-to-be producer fucked up our first 10th podcast.
This is number 10. This is number 10?
We're doing good. Yeah, we're doing good.
Woo!
No, we want the ASMR. Yeah!
I like the best high fives.
But we could have put like, we could put like a sound bite over that. We won't. We don't edit.
No, but we could.
We could, it's but we possible. Don't edit. We don't edit. That's why we need a producer. That's why we'll forgive Tyler for episode 11 when he comes in.
Oh, is he coming in?
No. Man, I keep asking. He's like, I have a real job. So the question this week is how you can take
the Pillsbury dope.
The question this week is how to take the Pillsbury Doughboy Tyler and turn him into a man.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Get it like Tim Allen. Dude, that's the only reference you're going to get from me ever. Like, I can't believe I even got that name out and who it was. From... I'm not good at references. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed.
Same. I'm so happy I got one. Whew. All right. Question this week is, how do you raise your testosterone if you're a man? And we were going over that briefly just a little bit ago. We don't edit. Again, go back. Rewind. You'll figure it out. But... to continue on with that is you're usually under eating calorically and you're not eating the right kind of foods. You're not eating nutrient dense foods. McDonald's isn't going to get you the nutrients that are going to help you build muscle. In particular, you're typically deficient in magnesium, zinc, vitamin D3, vitamin K, vitamin E.
People don't chromium. Talk about D and K being together.
No. And what K2, because that's usually how it is formed in a pill. So if you're going to look for it on Amazon, be looking for vitamin K2, but it works as an active transporter for vitamin D3 and it makes it more efficacious so that the absorption rate of vitamin D3 actually is better. Because if you just take vitamin D3, it's great and all. You should definitely be taking that. That's something that everybody should be having because of the way we live our lifestyles, of the way we're not getting enough sun. But the vitamin K2 in combination with that is going to make it work better, essentially.
You used a very big word. You said efficacious.
I use that word a lot. I like it.
You practiced that one?
I have a couple times. I look in the mirror and I make sure my tongue sits right because sometimes I trip on my tongue.
Oh, I know.
I know a lot.
Well, let's see. When we're talking about...
lifting heavy, too.
Yeah, lifting heavy, sleeping. When we're talking about supplementation, like, should you necessarily follow what it says on the back of the bottle?
It depends where you're getting and sourcing your brands from. So when you are supplementing, I always tell people, so this is just in general, the FDA allows for 20% variance on all labels, so
which is a big fucking percentage,
huge, because if you have 100 calories that says on the bar, the bottle, whatever, it could be 120. Well, yeah, it could be up to 120 or it could be 80. Yeah, so you have this 20% variance or fluctuations that you can go up and down in. And that's just with everything. But when it comes to supplementing, just look on Amazon and read the reviews. I mean, the top branded, the top reviewed ones, as long as they're not just some botted, spammy Russian reviews that you're getting, are typically going to have good quality standards, especially when you're getting things like vitamin D3, vitamin D3, magnesium, these different supplements that have been around. It's really just about who you're buying from and branding on what you're paying for. Don't buy them black market from the person that you see just on the side of the street. I don't think he's probably going to have any FDA regulations. Not saying you can't.
Where are you getting illegal magnesium deals?
Well, that's the thing. You can go to some of these homeopathic shops and they'll be like, hey, we got our blend. We have this. We have our different teas. Cool. Where'd you get this blend? What blend are you using? Like, are you breaking up pills? Are you like getting a powder?
Probably breaking up pills.
See, but that's the thing. Like, that's what I mean by that. Yeah. So make sure you're just getting some normal supplements. And a lot of people will say, yeah, I supplement, and they take a daily vitamin. And I looked into this the other day, and those daily vitamins are great because they are going to get you some of your chromium, your very selenium, like very low trace minerals that unless you're eating like, you know, like dragon fruit, and unless you're eating like these like things that are ginger and different things, you're not going to get it typically in your diet. Even if you're health conscious, even if you're eating nutrient dense and doing that all the time, I'm not eating flax seeds. I'm not going out and eating dragon fruit. I'm just not.
So I had dragon fruit like 2 months ago.
But you haven't had it since then.
Fuck no.
So that
like $5.
That daily vitamin is great because it will help replace some of those trace minerals, which you don't need a lot of. But when you look at the other vitamins or the other what's in there, it will have like 50 milligrams of magnesium, which you need 500. Yeah, you need to supplement 500. And vitamin D3, it'll have like 500 when you need like 5,000 to 10,000. And when you see it has even some of these biotin and other supplements in there, it's not enough to make a difference. It assumes you're already eating a very nutrient dense diet.
Or supplementing as well.
Not even that, nutrient dense. It would be perfect to help bring you up if you were eating completely all like colors of the rainbow. Perfect. But you're not. I'm not. And most people aren't. And that's where they'll get it wrong. Like, I do supplement. No, you don't, because you're not doing it for what the supplement is going to actually fix.
I'm going to do an ad read. Not really.
We're going to talk about testosterone.
I'm going to talk about a company for supplementation. Yeah. You're low. You're low T based on that voice.
Mr. Tyler.
But one of the companies that if you have money to spare for supplementation, I like the company Thorne.
Thorne's good.
But they also have tests that you can do. You can either go to a doctor, which is probably your best bet if you find a good doctor.
Well, it depends. There's different hormone tests that you can do.
Oh, this is for like vitamin
deficiencies. Yeah. So for even vitamin deficiencies, there's different tests that you can do. And it really depends on what you're trying to test for. The thyroid, your cortisol, different things. You're going to have to go to the doctor. You got to get serum testing, but you can get salivary testing and you can get urinary testing, which you can also get from the doctor. But most people aren't aware of those three methods, and you actually want to have a doctor that's looking at your serum and your salivary, because you can cross-reference them and be able to see different markers. Particularly, you want to get urinary because you can see the metabolites of different processes and the vitamins as they go through your body, and see even if you're taking them, if they're being used.
Right.
Because
you might just be
getting pissed out. Yeah. And that's the thing, that will happen a lot.
That's the misconception about vitamins as well, is that you just piss them all out. That's not true. You can piss a lot of them out, but that means you're doing something wrong,
because you're not having the bodily functions to uptake the vitamins.
Right.
And this gets into other areas of how to raise your testosterone. Second off, just to get into it, you should be lifting heavy. Lifting heavy has been shown to help immediately increase testosterone because of the stimulus it's sending. Fasting, intermittent fasting is another thing, just due to to who we're talking to, and the general person is always eating and always consuming. So what fasting does and allows is that shut off switch, and allows a spike in testosterone. Now, if you're training, if you're heavily training, if you're doing jiu-jitsu, if you're actually, you know, going pushing yourself, you shouldn't be fasting through that. I'm not recommending that, but the fasting aspect really does help if you are trying to boost
three times a week.
Yes, that's a good time. And you should eat before you go to lift then, and worry about fasting on your other days.
Or when you wake up, like, don't eat until 12.
Yeah.
You know,
16 hours on. Just think 16 hours on. Yeah. So, and then another way that you can start to boost testosterone is to get rid of your xenoestrogens in your environment. So that's just going to come from your plastics, from pesticides, something very easy that you can look into and just Google bottle all water. The time. Well, bottled water, but something that everybody can just take a look at is EWG, environmental world something. It's .org, and they have a dirty dozen and a clean 15, and it's all the dirty dozen, which number one is strawberries, spinach, kale, apples, pears, grapes. And I only got six
anyway. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I got but on that list is the highest rated for pesticides, but right. you intake. So you should buy organic of those. The clean 15 is when they test them. It's like, okay, it's like corn's fine. You have like
bananas. Cause if you're looking at what we're talking about, what do you eat the skin of first? What do you not eat the skin of?
And what is not grown year round? There's no reason that you should have plump strawberries in the middle of December in Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one company, I don't remember what it's called. It's called Family Tree Farms or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they basically have a lot of like crossbred fruit. So it'll be like weird. But it's awesome. And they only have it for like 2 weeks, mm-hmm. each one, because they only show up for like two mm-hmm. weeks, right? But it'll be like, here's an apricot with a plum. And mm-hmm. you'll eat it and be like, oh fuck. That's good, right? Yeah. But every time I go to the store, it changes because they're not forcing these things to crossbreed year round. It's just, this is what we have right now. And then I'll come back the next week and it'll be like, this is what we have now, you know? And it's constantly a different fruit. Yeah. But at the same time, when you're looking at like what you're trying to consume into your body, I think it also like comes into play where you're getting your meat from, because it's not just like things that are growing out of the ground that could be sprayed with pesticides.
What's your food eating?
Right, because they might be eating the pesticides. Like, there's not pesticides on your steak.
Yeah.
But if your steak is eating, you know, wheat with pesticides on it.
There's a hierarchy, though, because you can start immediately with your vegetables. That's very easy to do. It's more cost affordable. When you start buying organic meat, it gets more pricey. So, like, it does.
I know.
So the first thing you should do is just start with the organic vegetables and then work your way from there. Because otherwise, you will be breaking the bank if you start buying organic. But it does add up long term when you have better testosterone, when you can fuck better, when you have that fuck collar going on. Everybody knows what the fuck collar is, right?
Nobody knows what the fuck collar is.
But everybody that I tell, at least the guys that I tell, are like, I'm using that term.
It's your traps.
The fuck collar. I think we answered the question. I think we got to call Tyler back and figure out if our friend is COVID positive or not. He's had the vaccine. He's been wearing a mask. And
I don't know how you motherfuckers keep running into this thing.
I told him you could spit in my mouth. I'm ready to take this on again.
Because I've been going to shit and I'm in a gym all the time. And just
you might have had it. You look a little frail.
I think I had it like a year ago, but
you look frail.
You look fucking frail.
I look big. Look at the flexing on podcast. Look at that. Go ahead, flex. Let me see. All right, I guess we'll just end it.